This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Magic for English. We are learning English in a simple, fun, and real way. I'm Daniel, your English coach. Today, I'm really hungry. So let's go together to a restaurant and learn how to speak English there. I'll give you all the sentences you need to use, and you will repeat them with me. This is called shadowing. For those who don't know what shadowing is, shadowing means when I start speaking, you don't wait for me to finish. You speak exactly with me. Follow my tone. Follow my voice. Follow my ups and downs. Like an echo, it helps you practice pronunciation. In this way, you don't just listen. You repeat every time. Your mouth muscles will train. Just like when you go to the gym and train your arm muscles. And hey, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share this episode with your friends. It really helps our channel. All right, are you ready? Let's go to the restaurant. At the restaurant entrance. Okay, imagine you walk into a nice restaurant with me. You see a friendly waiter or host near the door. Smile. It always works. And say hi or hello. Then ask, a table for one, please. And if you are with a friend, you can say, a table for two, please. Or a party for two, please. If you have more friends, just change the number. 2 to 3 or 4. See? It's really easy to get a table. The waiter will smile and say, this way, please, or follow me, please. Then the waiter takes you to the table. You follow them and sit down. Great! The first step is done. You already started your restaurant conversation in English, asking for the menu. Okay, now you're sitting at your table. Sometimes the waiter brings you the menu to order food. But if they don't, or there's no menu on the table, don't worry. You can ask politely. The sentence you can use is, can I have the menu, please? Great. And always add please. It sounds friendly and polite. Then, when you open the menu, you'll see different sections. There are many things written in these sections. The first one might be starters. Small food before your main meal, like soup or salad. The next one might be the main course. These are big meals, like chicken, pasta, or fish. Another one could be dessert, sweet food after your meal, like cake or ice cream. And at the end, there's a section called drinks, water, juice, coffee, or soda. Take your time and decide what you want. you don't need to hurry. Ordering food. After a few minutes, the waiter comes and asks, "Are you ready to order?" This means the waiter wants to know what you'd like to eat. If you're ready, you can say, "Yes, I am." But if you need more time, you can say, "Just a minute, please." That gives you more time to think. Okay, now, how to order the food? It's time to tell the waiter what you want. To sound polite, don't just say, "I want." Use these two easy sentences instead. "I would like the hamburger, please." Or, "I'll have the chicken, please." Excellent. And remember, always say please and thank you. It makes your English sound kind and confident. Ordering drinks. Now, the waiter may ask, "Would you like something to drink?" This means, "Do you want any drinks?" You can answer, "I would like a soda, please." Or, if you want water, say, "I would like some water, please." Great job! The waiter might repeat your order to check. For example, they may say, "One hamburger and one soda?" And you can reply, "Yes, that's right. Thank you." All right? You just ordered your food. Now, you have to wait until the waiter brings your food. During the meal. Now, your food is coming. The waiter brings it and says, "Enjoy your meal." You will say, "Thank you." Later, the waiter may come back and ask, "Is everything okay?" This means, "Do you need anything?" You can answer, "Yes, it's delicious." Or, "Yes, everything is great. Thank you." But if you need something, like more water or bread, you can call the waiter like this. "Excuse me, can I have some more water, please?" Or, "Can I have some more bread, please?" Perfect. You see? Very polite and very easy. Ordering dessert. Now it's time to order some dessert. After your meal, maybe you want something sweet. The waiter might ask, "Would you like to see the dessert menu?" If you want dessert, you can say, "Yes, please. I would like the chocolate cake, please." Paying the bill. Okay, after you finish your meal, it's time to pay. To call the waiter, you can say, "Excuse me, can I have the bill, please?" If you are in the UK, people say bill. But in the US, people usually say check. So you can also say, "Can I have the check, please?" You can pay with cash or card. When you give your card or cash, say, "Here you are." The waiter will take your payment. After that, you can say, "Thank you." Or, "Goodbye. Have a nice day." Beautiful. You just completed the whole restaurant experience. Role play. Now it's practice time. Let's practice everything together. You can repeat after me. Ready? Hello.
Hello. How many people?
A table for one, please.
This way, please. Here is your table.
Thank you. Can I have the menu, please?
Of course. Here you are. Are you ready to order?
Yes, I am. I would like the chicken, please.
And to drink?
I'll have a glass of water, please.
Great. Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
Is everything okay?
Yes, it's delicious. Excuse me, can I have the bill, please?
Of course. Here you are.
Thank you. Goodbye. Wow, you did it. From hello to goodbye in English. Let's finish with some easy tips. I'll give you these tips to remember some very important things. always keep your sentences short and simple. Always smile. It makes you look friendly. Practice at home with a friend or family member. And don't worry if you make mistakes. People will understand you. And remember, please and thank you are magic words. Now it's your turn. Next time you go to a restaurant or cafe, try one sentence from today's episode. These are really easy sentences that you can memorize easily. Remember, keep practicing, keep smiling, and keep your English magical. Thank you for learning English with me. If you liked this episode and want to learn more English, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. I'm Daniel, and I'll see you next time on Magic for English.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.